30 game hitting streak.
Woo!
Slugla.
Slugla gets it done for the 30th straight time. And only, how many here? 31 players in Major League Baseball, 34, excuse me, 34 players in Major League Baseball history have reached 31.
That is
and then
all.
If he can get a hit two more nights, he'll be just the 24th player to ever reach 32 game hitting streak.
Wow.
And by the way, I love Bennett. He always texts me when Ugly gets a hit. I love that. To keep that up, too, by the way.
Yeah. He started off 0 for 2 last night, and then I think it was the 6th, maybe the 5th inning
he got a hit. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I was very excited.
I'm an Ugly fan. Yeah.
I am definitely not a Jim Thome fan because he once again failed to hit a home run.
Oh.
And still stands at 598. He goes against John Lester tonight of the Boston Red Sox, another left-handed pitcher, and a guy he has zero career home runs against.
How often is Thome, is he playing? Is he playing every day?
Yeah, he has been in the lineup every day. And what did we figure up? It's about once every 12 games he gets a home run. And I don't think it's quite been 12 games ago that he had his last home run. So, I mean, he's going to be due here pretty soon.
Okay.
Plus, he's got no career home runs against John Lester. So, maybe tonight's the night for the
Magic.
We'll see.
The Magic.
Maybe they'll just serve him up a big ball and let him whack it. You know, come on.
Put it on the tee.
Get it over with. Yeah, come on.
They still have about a month left of the season. They're a little over a month.
It's going to get narrowed down so much that he's going to have bat in hand and just come sprinting out for the first pitch thrown by some 8th grader. And just, boom, it counts.
I think he'll come back, I guess. I would think he'll be back another year at least if he doesn't get 600 this year.
Yeah.
That would be a tough way to go out, not getting to 600.
Yeah, it really would. He just will get it.
Chad Ochocinco so often provides us with good things to talk about, and he's come through again from, you know, trying out for soccer to riding a bull and putting a adult services number on his box of cereal by accident. Ochocinco, now he says he's going to live with a fan for the first few weeks as he goes to the New England Patriots.
You gotta be kidding.
He says as long as they've got Xbox and the internet, should be good. And so he's gonna, until he gets acclimated with the and familiar with the area, he's going to live with a fan.
So how is he going to decide the fan?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
And how creepy is that going to be when Ochocinco wakes up on some guy's couch and he's standing above him?
Looking down at him like, Ochocinco's in my... Yeah, no.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Well, first of all, how many people? I would assume a lot of people would be interested in having Ochocinco live
absolutely.
With them.
Oh, yeah. That would be a blast.
I'd let him crash on my couch.
Yeah, pretty absolutely. Sure he's going to have enough money to pay the rent, so that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Well, he would have to pay any rent at my pad if he's going to... Wouldn't it be fun to sit there and visit with him? He might see a whole different side of the guy, but...
Yeah. Sure.
He is a marketer. When he's done with football, he could market for any company in the world. This guy knows how to promote. He's awesome.
But I would imagine anyway, it's going to be some type of a Twitter contest to determine who gets
to have him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if... I suppose that's how he looks at it, is who gets to have me live with them. But maybe it's more of who do I get to live with.
You know, if I was him, I'd choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a... he's a high-priced commodity there. You better be careful. Like Frank said, he could go to some creepo's house.
But a lot of times they said... When he was with the Bengals, that he would just sleep a couple of nights a week at the Bengals team facilities because he was so dedicated. He'd watch so much film and stuff, be there late at night, and he'd just stay there. So I don't know if he'll be living with this, if he'll be there every single night with this fan that he moves in with. But
if he wants to get to know the area, I can understand his point. He should just try to seek out a cabbie and live with
a taxi driver.
Taxi driver.